No thirst for the world. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, never crave the world's advantages and attractions, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. A channel, you must seek to have an indwelling Savior, who will be to you as a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. The water of life flowing from the heart always waters the hearts of others. A revelation of grace. The water that Christ referred to was the revelation of His grace and His Word. His Spirit, His teaching, is as a satisfying fountain to every soul. In Christ is fullness of joy forevermore. Christ's gracious presence in His Word is ever speaking to the soul, representing Him as the well of living water to refresh the thirsting. It is our privilege to have a living, abiding Savior. He is the source of spiritual power implanted within us, and His influence will flow forth in words and actions, refreshing all within the sphere of our influence, begetting in them desires and aspirations for strength and purity, for holiness and peace, and for that joy which brings with it no sorrow. This is the result of an indwelling Savior. Christ was above all prejudice-quoted, He here referred to the gospel field, to the work of Christianity among the poor, despised Samaritans. His hand reached out to gather them into the garner, they were ready for the harvest. The Savior was above all prejudice of nation or people, He was willing to extend the blessings and privileges of the Jews to all who would accept the light which He came to the world to bring. It caused Him great joy to behold even one soul reaching out to Him from the night of spiritual blindness. That which Jesus had withheld from the Jews and enjoined upon His disciples to keep secret, was distinctly opened before the inquiring woman of Samaria, for He who knew all things perceived that she would make a right use of her knowledge and be the means of leading others to the true faith.